Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about the need to obey. And a follow-up from yesterday's message, as we look this week and spend some time praying about how God would have us live in obedience. And the theme verse for the prayer guide this week is 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Saul had gone off and disobeyed God's instructions and then made excuses for it. And the prophet comes along and points that out and gives us that incredible teaching that to obey is better than sacrifice. And so today we're going to look specifically and talk about and pray about teaching obedience. It's not a natural tendency for most of us, perhaps not for any of us. And so it's important that we teach others to obey and why they ought to obey, even as we learn from others. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, perhaps a familiar passage to many, one that we commonly refer to as the Great Commission. The instructions of Jesus on what we ought to be doing. He says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Sometimes we look at that verse and we get caught up in little pieces of it. We get caught up in making disciples and rather than really understanding the disciple-making process, we interpret that as to getting people into the church building. We get caught up in baptizing people, and not that it's unimportant. God says that we do that, and that's an incredible part of our transformation story. We may even get caught up in the going. But all of this is works together. God didn't design it as a buffet that we pick out the parts that we want and throw away the rest or leave the rest for someone else. It's a full course meal that's designed to be eaten together. And part of that design is that as we make disciples, as we teach people about Jesus, as we become disciples, we teach obedience. Obeying everything that Jesus commanded, obeying God's word, is an important part of the discipleship process. I think one of the difficulties is that we struggle with that. And because we struggle with the learning of obedience, we struggle with the practice of obedience, we become very hesitant in teaching obedience. I don't like my hypocrisy pointed out, and so if I'm trying to teach something that I'm not practicing, it's not very effective. And it's not very accurate. And so to teach people to obey everything that God commanded would seem to indicate that I ought to be doing everything that God commanded. To teach something that I don't know or to teach something that I don't practice, it seems a bit ridiculous. And yet there are many who teach things that they don't practice, they don't believe. They know all about it, they've researched it, they've studied it, and they've concluded it's just not for them, but perhaps it's for someone else. And I wonder how that lack of sincerity carries over into their teaching. And I wonder sometimes if that's not some of the struggles that we have as Christians in this generation. Multi-generations. I'm not targeting any specific age group. I'm talking about this time that we live in. We've treated the Bible often as a good book that we can pull from when in time of need. And we can set aside when we don't notice the need. And so our teaching about obedience to God's word is perhaps weak. And yet God's teaching, the teaching of his son Jesus, was very clear, very specific, that we ought to be doing what his word says. Yesterday during the message, I talked about the story of the wise builder and the foolish builder. And Jesus says it's the one who gazes intently into the word of God and does what it says is like a wise man who builds his house upon a solid foundation. And when the storms come, when the waves crash against it, it stands because, not because of the builder, but because of the foundation it's built upon. Likewise, the one that hears the word of God and yet does not put it into practice is like the one who builds his home upon the sand, upon no foundation. And when the storms come and the waves crash against it, it is destroyed. Jesus says part of that foundation, a huge part of that foundation, is not only gazing into God's word, not only knowing what it says, but it's obeying it. It's putting it into practice. You see, that's what obedience looks like. It's hearing and then doing. It's hearing and responding appropriately. Used the acrostic obey yesterday in the message and talked about observing. You notice. This is what God's word says. Yep, that's what's printed there. But it must go beyond that. We believe. Yeah, I believe it's God's word. I believe it's important. I believe he wants me to live according to that. But sometimes we gaze into God's word, we see what it says, we believe it's true, but it requires that third step of examination to understand how to apply it. What did he really mean? What did he want out of my life in response to that teaching, to that command? And so we spend time in God's word, We read, we study, we meditate, we fill ourselves with it so that we observe it, we believe it, we examine it. But the real trick comes to that last part is that we yield to it. There are people with great wisdom and understanding and study of Scripture that, well, they simply ignore what it says. And it's in the yielding that we find the obedience that God has called us to. Not in the knowledge, not in the information, not in the accumulation or the education, but in the obedience. And so today, as we live life, the question is, am I obeying God's word? And part of the answer to that, in relation to today's scripture, is am I teaching others to obey God's word? Am I teaching others to obey all that he commanded? That's right there the Great Commission, Jesus says to go. As you go about life, make disciples. Baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything that God commanded. Obedience is important. Not in order to force people into doing things my way, but in order to align our way with God's way. It's that obedience to God that shows that we really do love Him. And it's our willingness to teach obedience that shows our love for people. To obey is better than sacrifice. To honor God is better than trying to make up for dishonoring God. Will you choose today to not only obey, but to teach others to obey everything that God commanded? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, has given us these great instructions and commands that are sometimes difficult, or sometimes not in line with what our flesh wants. And so we're put to the test of that decision-making process of, will I obey or will I not? And Father, today, as we live life, may we not only be those who are obedient to your word, but may we be involved in teaching others to obey everything that was commanded, to obey all of your instructions, your laws, your precepts, those things given to us through your word to help us to be who you want us to be, to help us to be transformed and changed into that new creation. Not an obedience that earns us favor with you, but an obedience that is a reflection of our love for you. Father, help us to grow in that type of obedience, that as we teach others, that we're able to teach in such a way that it's not a checklist mentality, it's not a forced thing that earns them salvation or earns them favor, but that we're teaching in order to make disciples, those who want to be like Christ and want to know, as Paul would write, that to know the power of his resurrection, that somehow be like him in that, knowing that there will be a time that this body, this flesh on earth, fails, and that it's being found in Christ, it's being obedient to him, that we find the likeness that we desire and that we need. And so God, today, as we consider what it looks like to obey, as we consider what it looks like to teach others to obey, may we be mindful of guarding our hearts, as we prayed and talked about last week, of paying attention to our motives, to recognizing the love that you have for us and growing in our love for you, so that this obedience is not a burden, but it's a joy. And that our teaching others to obey would be done in a way that they can be excited about. That their desire to honor you, their desire to love you, their desire to pursue you would be met with an eagerness to obey. Father, give us wisdom as we observe your word, as we believe your word, as we examine your word, that our obedience would reflect the nature of your spirit within us. And God, today, as we teach obedience, may we lift up Jesus in the midst of all of it so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.